Hi, thanks for joining us today. This is Bonnie Wallace, author of The Hollywood Parents Guide and Young Hollywood Actors. And today my guest on the Hometown to Hollywood podcast is Cindy Osbrink, CEO of the Osbrink Agency, which she founded in 1993. Today, Osbrink is one of the most esteemed youth talent agencies in Hollywood, and the company is a full-service agency with theatrical, commercial, print, and voiceover departments for adults and youths alike. Cindy has represented many of the most acclaimed young actors in Hollywood, including Brie Larson, Dakota and Elle Fanning, Tyler James Williams, Raven Simone, and Jake Lloyd. Cindy is also respected among her peers, twice winning the Talent Manager Association's Youth Theatrical Agent of the Year Award. Cindy, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Bonnie.
Thank you for coming. I know it's hard to get you. What made you decide to open the Osbrink Agency back in 93?
My children were in the business like you. I started basically the same way as you did, Bonnie. And we were found by accident in a parking lot. And a director had seen my three-year-old son. And he said, have you thought of doing this? I'm like, yeah, good line. And he gave me his card. So we went to the callback, didn't even know what that was. And he got it. It was a commercial. And then they gave us this agent named Mary Grady, who's 95 years old and still very much Mary Grady. And she is an awesome human being in my life. And my baby was 9 months old at the time, so he went on his very first audition, which is the Johnson & Johnson commercial. He booked that, and that was the campaign for basically that year. And he that paid for Berkeley, by the way, but that was back in the day when, you know, national commercials paid a lot. And we just kept going, and then once they were in school age, and then we paid our dues. We went on a lot of auditions, and, you know, they would book periodically, but it became our friends. We went from audition to audition, and the kids would know each other. And but by the time they got into school, they were getting ripped out of birthday parties, ripped out of baseball games, and I thought, you know what, this was never really their idea. So I called Mary one morning just to say, can I please book them out to see if they even ask? And she didn't answer the phone. So I called in the afternoon, and she said, honey, I'm retiring. I sold the agency, and nobody showed up for work. So I said, I can help you in the morning. So I did. I came in, and I loved it. And so I went back to UCLA, took every entertainment law, business affairs class, agency class. And in my agency class, the teacher was an agent from William Morris. And he calls it his prodigy class because out of that one class, there's five studio execs and me, he says.
That's amazing.
So he said, go find your niche. Well, my niche was, the only thing I knew was kids. So I started in a one-room office 26 years ago, and it just kind of morphed into this, and I love it.
Well, you've really built something.
Well, thank you.
it's really impressive and exciting. What do you think makes a great youth agent?
First of all, you have to love it. It's passion, because I remember the first month the commission was $41.43. So
I love hearing this, by the way.
And the first 3 years was Cindy Osbrink, who every time I would call, and I think it would be a lot harder to start now because there is not that personal connection anymore. I think the one blessing, too, was back in the day when we had to pull pictures and resumes and then have them delivered for breakdowns for submissions, then I couldn't afford two messengers a day, one in the morning and one at night. So I would only have my one in the afternoon. So the one in the afternoon would take the breakdowns. In the morning, I would drop my kids off at school, and then I would deliver the submissions. It was before LA traffic was horrendous. And it's casting, just getting their coffee, and they're like, come on in, let's talk. And I think that was a huge blessing, as much as I hated the whole thing. But it kind of put the face with, you know, the people. And It worked.
Isn't it interesting? I mean, talk about a blessing in disguise.
Right?
You couldn't afford to pay a courier.
Right.
So you had to do it yourself, which gave you this opportunity to actually create relationship with the people that you most needed to do that with.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So, yeah, and then it just kind of morphed as, you know, it got bigger. I handled it all. And then we added a print department. And just as organically, it was funny how things work. There are no coincidences, but it just kind of grew into what it is today. I love my staff. I call my four queen bees that have been with me more than half their lives. Just, they're the most loyal human beings and the most awesome agents now. And they all started as receptionists. That's kind of our mail room there. And they have as much passion for this as I do. So I'm so proud of them.
Passion's really maybe the most critical element.
Absolutely.
In my experience too. Because without it,
you get beat up. The very first, it was the first month. And a casting director, this is how she communicates. She just yells anyway. And so it was the first time I got yelled at. And she goes, "You're never going to make it as an agent. You're too nice." And she hung up on me. She was such a gift to me because it was almost like, watch me, game on.
Yeah.
And I thought, do I have to change to be this agent, you know, on the phone? And I think that's been our power, is that, and our strength, that it's okay to be nice and be yourself. Just believe in your talent and you can, you know, and casting likes calling us. And if they don't see some of our people and we call, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you forgot to call. And so it's like, all right, send them in. You know, it's like it's a business and people have degrees in it, which back in the day when I started, it wasn't that much of a business as an agent. But now, you know, everybody's got a degree, and there's film and TV schools everywhere, and
you bring your humanity to the table.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you have to. You're dealing with people.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's the currency of this whole business. You've worked with some extraordinary talent over the years. How can you tell if an actor has that, you know, that it quality, that star quality, that thing that you can't, like, you know it when you see it, but how does that happen? How do you know?
I can tell when they walk in the room. I don't know if it's a whisper voice or whatever, and there is that confidence, that is that light when they walk in the room. It's not a performance when they walk in the room. It's who they are. And they're so confident in who they are that I know they can act, whether they've ever been to an acting class before. And most of our clients that we take on, we love finding and developing. That's like my fix in life. And it's like we can tell if they're the real deal and true to themselves. If you can be true to yourself, then you can be the most amazing actor out there. You're not always acting and having a mask on.
What a fantastic thing to say. What a huge distinction to make. I haven't thought a lot about that, but I think that has to be. I'm like, my brain is going through its files right now going, yeah, this is true. If you cannot be true to yourself, if you cannot be in perfect alignment with yourself,
right,
how can you possibly have the stability,
right,
really, emotionally and mentally and everything else, to take on another character,
right,
and then kind of be true to it too?
Exactly. And you always, my best actors have a little bit of themselves in whatever character is there, and it's called the confidence to do it. And whether it's right or wrong when you go in the room, and we all know what it's going to look like, but you can tell the one that walks in there and it's authentic coming from them. You get goosebumps whether it's right or wrong. And it's not that complicated to be yourself. It's really complicated to be somebody else.
It is. It'll turn you into a pretzel, and a miserable pretzel.
Yeah, if I had a dime for every time somebody calls and goes, my daughter looks just like Dakota Fanning. Well, great, there's already one of those. We, you know, we need the gifts in your daughter is what we want to see.
We don't need another Dakota Fanning.
No.
She's got that covered.
Yeah, she really does. 1,000%. She's pretty awesome.
I'm thinking about a metaphor that I've used for years with my own kids when we're talking about acting and characters and stuff, and that's like the light in a theater,
mm-hmm.
and you can swap out the gels,
mm-hmm.
so the light shines in different colors,
right?
But it's still the light; it's always the light,
right?
And I think of the light as like you, your soul, your spirit, your energy, your unique qualities. But the gel is the character, and
I
you can like
that.
Shine the light through the character. There will always be something authentic about it.
I love that,
and that's what literally lights it up.
Well, you know, God was smart enough to make everybody, the 6 billion people or 7 billion people on this earth, with different fingerprints. You know, each one of us has different gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And our job is to find those gifts and quit working on the weaknesses. Work on your strengths. Find what you're great at and find that purpose in your life.
I love that. I love that. I hope everybody listening to this takes this to heart, regardless of what path you're on.
Exactly.
Hi. With the entertainment industry changing every day, I'm continuing to work to be a source of inspiration and information in your life. As it's been for 5 seasons and over 120 episodes, the Hometown to Hollywood podcast will be there for you. Now, I'm asking you to be there for us. The podcast has been a labor of love for years, and now I'm asking if Hometown to Hollywood's been a friend to you, if it's helped, educated, and inspired you, please become a supporter of the podcast. For only $5 a month, the price of a latte, you can become a friend of the podcast and help me afford to continue to do the work that you've come to depend on for honest, insightful interviews that shed light on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. If you can afford it, pitch in $10 a month and become a good friend of the podcast. Your support helps supplement the people who can only give $5 a month. Join now. Just go to hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. That's hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. And in just 2 clicks, you can have access to the complete version of this incredibly informative conversation, as well as each upcoming episode and the entire collection of over 120 past episodes. If you can't afford $5 a month to subscribe, the first 10 minutes of every episode will still be available for free. Subscribers get the full episodes delivered right to their inbox. Thank you. I appreciate your support, and I can't wait to share the exciting upcoming conversations with you. Meanwhile, if you could use some one-on-one coaching, invest in a video consultation session with me. Just go to hometowntohollywood.com and click on the consultation page. In 60 or 90 minutes, you can get peace of mind and a detailed action plan. Remember, the future belongs to those who believe in their dreams.